Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Did you put your Christmas decorations up yet? Were you sweating as you wrapped Christmas presents to send to out-of-state family? Well, I was, and I just can't believe what a warm week it's been. It may be great for our Florida tourists and our seasonal snowbirds who come down here, move down here because they can't take the winter up north anymore. They want to send postcards of laying out on the beach to their family in Wisconsin and Ohio and just say, we're here, so sorry. But it is so sad. I want to have a white Christmas. I don't think it's going to happen this year. But you know what? This is normal for a La Nina winter. We're going to have a dry, warm winter. And so temperatures this week could be record-setting for this time of the year. In 1919, Orlando had a record this week of 90 degrees, and we're supposed to see 85, possibly 86 this week. So low 80s are predicted for Leesburg, Sanford, and the Melbourne area, where the record highs were set in 1960. So what does this mean for Florida yards? Well, it's going to be pretty normal for South Florida because they don't get the cold temperatures that much, although I think they want it to be a little cooler. But North Florida is going to see their landscapes fooled into thinking it's spring. And then Central Florida, we desperately need rain. So you may see your plants needing to have a little bit more water if you just put in a new landscape installation like I've been doing for a couple of weeks. They're going to be stressing out. And if you planted rye seed in November thinking that, you know, the rye would be good during the cold weather, well, it may decline a little bit, if not totally die outright. So don't be fooled into cutting your shrubs just yet. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Are you ready for Christmas at your house?
Sure. Why not? Let's go ahead and do this.
So, you know, usually you're pretty on top of Christmas.
I'm telling you, you know, we got all of our main events out of the way because we do a lot of family stuff together. I'm an overachiever whenever it comes to that and making memories. But somehow we basically got almost everything done. The only thing I haven't done, you know, just shopping. So, but we'll get to that later.
There you go. I know you will. And so I've had a lot of requests, like from the wonderful listener, Aloma. She just loves the show, and she emailed on how someone can get the Perfecto Mundo azaleas that I've been raving about this last month. Well, I was talking to the Proven Winners Color Choice, and you can get the Perfecto Mundo azaleas, which have a lush, dense habit, and they got pure saturated colors. They're pest-resistant and disease-resistant, which is really exciting if you love azaleas. And they have flowers that put on a showcase performance in the late summer and fall, too. So they're multiple rebloomers. So they're just incredible. They come in double pink, double dark pink, double white, which is so elegant, double purple, and orange. Yes, I said orange. A deep, rich orange. So Proven Winners Color Choice, they said that if you go to Great Gardeners, greatgardenplants.com, greatgardenplants.com, all one word, then you can go to just do a search for Perfecto Mundo, and they will come up all on one page, and you can order them online, and they will ship them to you. How easy is that? That's really easy. Now, they're not going to be the big 3 gallons, 5 gallons, or 7 gallons that you can buy in a nursery, but you know what? Plants are always better the smaller you can plant them. They go through less stress. They go through less shock. They don't need as much water initially to get started. So, you know, these are beautiful plants, and I've installed them at these smaller sizes, and they're doing great, and they've already started to put off blooms. So I'm really excited about that. So Pantone this week. Pantone is a color institute that gives us every year the color of the year. And on Wednesday, they unveiled Very Peri, P-E-R-I. It is a periwinkle hue that the company says combines the steady tranquility of blue and then adds the energetic infusion of red. I don't know, but when I was growing up, periwinkle was a really popular in the 40s and 50s. But this is a really unique color, Lizzie. Do you like it?
I would say it's very unique.
It is. And so,
yes.
And so they said the Pantone Color Institute executive director, Leatrice Eisman, said that they wanted to come up with a new color because of the pandemic, and they wanted a new world outlook as far as, you know, having just something new and fresh and energetic. So the Color Authority's partnered with Microsoft, and they're going to be rolling out the color in 2022 across various applications. So you're going to see Very Perry in advertisements, in decorating colors, in interior decoration, all across the board. You're going to see Very Perry. I love it. So I will post a photo of the color on Facebook today after the show. So you want to stay tuned for that. The first hour, we're going to, everyone who wants to grow edibles, going to be really excited because we're going to be talking with Dana Venrick. He is the owner of Quality Green Specialist, and that's in DeLand. And it is a nursery that you can buy fruit trees, all types of fruit trees, native trees, herbs, and then get fertilizer and soil amendments that you can't get in other places. So it's a really good resource for you here in Central Florida. So we're going to be discussing if fruit trees will need protection over the winter. In our second hour, the houseplant guru Lisa Eldridge Steinkopf is going to tell us how to keep our blooming holiday indoor plants and flowers thriving, so you don't want to miss Lisa. And Lizzie and I are looking forward to having you call in with your gardening questions. That's what we're here for. You can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow, winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We've had terrible storms across the central part of United States, Lizzie,
yes.
In Kentucky. Just really sad.
Praying for them. Holy cow.
Over 100, they suspect, you know. And so this happens when we have the cold fronts from the north, you know, go down into the warm parts of the south, and it just causes just such havoc. Thank you for joining me back. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And, you know, this is the time of the year that we really look forward to, especially when we want to plant fruit trees. And with us this morning is Dana Venrick. He is the owner of Quality Green Specialist. And it is a wonderful nursery. Good morning, Dana. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. And, you know, we could stand a little bit of rain, couldn't we?
We could. It's been high and dry around here.
It has been. So NOAA, the National Organization for, Era something another, it just slipped my mind, but they predicted a La Nina winter. How is that going to affect Florida fruit trees?
Well, La Nina means normally it's drier and warmer. And so fruit trees, you know, are affected if they are dependent on chill hours in order to bloom and fruit and have a productive crop in the spring. So if you don't have enough chill hours, it might have a very shy crop, or the tree might not have any fruit at all. You know, it may not bloom or fruit at all if there's not enough chill hours. By the way, another word for chill hours is vernalization. You know, it's that cold requirement that is Mother Nature's way of holding trees back in the cold months so they bloom at the right time in the spring, you know, as far as in the temperate climates. Of course, that wouldn't make any difference in the tropics.
Right.
But that's Mother Nature's evolving way.
That vernalization, I have to do that for a dirty word of the day. I have a different one that kind of fits in with what we're talking about. And so
I once used that, and somebody said, you got to stop talking like that. Vernalization, what is that?
I agree. So, you know, I always like to throw people with different words and use them, and it's funny to see their faces. And so
What
fruit trees like to have weather below 40 degrees?
Well, they probably shiver just like we do when it gets really cold, but it's important, you know. It's their way, you know, of waiting until the weather is warmer so they can start to bloom and fruit and reproduce, you know, have fertile seeds, you know, for the future to keep the species going. But it's our advantage, you know, have all those delicious fruit they produce. It's their way of, you know, eat me. Spread the seeds, you know.
I agree. I've never heard it expressed that way. Now, do chill hours make fruit sweeter?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of evidence that a nice chill, especially if it's a gradual chill, would accumulate sugars, you know, converts carbohydrates and starches to sweeter sugars like fructose. And as long as you don't get too severe a freeze, it does sweeten to a certain extent.
So now, do we have any fruit trees in this area that need protection up north or in central Florida need protection in the wintertime?
Oh, my gosh, yes. There are certain trees like mangoes. I have a big mango tree. I picked like 160 big Kent mangoes off of it.
Wow, 160?
Yeah, one day we picked 140, you know. I was walking under the tree, you know. There were so many, they were hanging down. Hit my head, almost knocked myself out. But they were so delicious. And it was originally a seedling, because Kent mangoes usually come true from seed.
Oh, that's...
And also, certain avocado varieties, you want to stick with things that are more cold-hardy here, like the Winter Mexican or the Lila or the Fantastic Joey. They're all pretty cold-hardy. Other varieties, too, like Gainesville. But check the cold hardiness of the fruit before you put something that could be cold sensitive. Star fruit, carambola, you have to protect that. And Suriname cherries, a lot of times it gets too cold. Papayas and guavas, bananas.
Well, now papayas get really tall, Dana. How do we protect fruit trees like the tall mango and avocados and papayas?
Well, When that mango tree was smaller, I'd build a cold frame every winter, like with 2x2s, you know, and across at the top, you know, mm-hmm. bracing it and covering it with plastic to make sure it didn't touch the foliage of the tree. But after a while, the ladder got so high, I said, forget this. But by that time, the tree was so big and dense, you know, there was a hard freeze several winters ago, and it just burned the top because by that time the tree had gotten so dense from trimming and filling out that it didn't kill the tree, and it came right back.
And so citrus, how is citrus doing, and do we still have to worry about citrus greening?
Oh, absolutely we do. You know, there are some beautiful groves now because we've learned how to live with it. And there are certain nutritionals like we use and others in South Florida use. They call it, it's helped so much, like to have penetrating foliar treatments, like once a month, less than every other month, these sprays where you get that penetrant with things like surfactants and penetrants to get it through the entire tree, including the roots that are most impacted. And then you can get recovery. We've had some groves here recently that I've been checking, and I ate some of the most delicious navel oranges yesterday from a grove right here in Lake Helen next to DeLand and another one in DeLand. And we've gotten recovery with our product called Citrus Thrive Plus, similar to other products that are liquid nutritionals, along with trace minerals in the form of nitrate. All the trace minerals are in nitrate form, so they're taken right up by the tree and penetrate right through that potential clogging of the greening.
So, you know, speaking of the nitrates and the nutrition that they need, should they be fertilizing fruit trees this time of the year, homeowners?
Well, olives, this is one of the best times of the year to fertilize olive trees in December, and won't be long. January and February is a good time to fertilize citrus. I would fertilize them not later than March, but I always had better luck fertilizing my citrus trees in January, actually. You get
okay.
a head start, and the roots are growing. You're getting a root flush, and so you get a head start by fertilizing early.
And so what kind of pest issues with the warm winter? It's not going to knock out some insects. Are we going to see any pest issues like disease or certain types of insects in our fruit trees?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I've seen a lot of aphids lately. You could have mites. But cool weather, you know, just encourages certain types of insects and certain types of fungi. Sometimes, you know, the water molds.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be ready, you know, with a fungicide or use a good nutrition that helps a lot. Like the azomite has been rated to be very good to stop fungi. And then we have things like copper. If you see fungus, just target, you know, use, you know, the best management practice by just targeting, you know, and don't spray everything because then you're going to get resistance. But copper is good. There are certain things that are phosphate-based, like phosphite, that controls the water molds very well. And then you have other fungicides available over the counter. But be sure to follow the directions. Very important.
That's very important. I'm glad you said that. So what fruit trees do you currently have at Quality Green Specialist in DeLand?
Oh, my gosh. We have a cornucopia of fruit trees out here. We have apples, plums, olives, figs, pomegranates, pears, and much more, like guavas, papayas, bananas, sugar apples, avocados. We've got a great selection of avocados, about 7 varieties right now. That's one of the best things. We have lots of Suriname and Barbados cherries. You can have cherries in Florida.
Oh,
they're very delicious.
They are. I love Acerola cherries, and they're delicious. So tell
absolutely, we have those.
Oh, they're great. Tell everybody what your website is and how to get to your nursery.
Oh my gosh, it's www.qualitygreenspecialist.com. We're at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. We're easy to find. Just go just north of downtown on 1792 or Woodland Boulevard. You come to the campus, you'll see an inside sign, the big white house, president of Steps, and take a left there on Michigan, and 3.5 blocks, we're on the right, just across from St. Barnabas School. We have a beautiful new raised bed that the children love that's got squash, little tender yellow crookneck squash ready to pick, and carrots coming up in the deep part of the bed, and all kinds of greens and kale and broccoli. It's something the kids would love to see.
Well, that's great. Now, so speaking of kids, are you ready for Santa?
Oh, my gosh. You know, yes, he came by, you know, the other day and said, ho, 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 I'm early this year.
That's funny, Dana. Okay, so what are your hours so that people can know what time you're open?
Well, we're open 9 to 4 every day for your convenience. And you'll really love it. We have really made a lot of improvements, and we have a lot more plants, a lot more variety, and they're all super healthy right now. They love this cool weather.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you, Dana, for all your great advice, and I hope everyone gets an opportunity to stop by Quality Green Specialist in DeLand. And they Santa needs their help to deliver all these fruit trees for all the gardeners that have been very good this year. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, Dana. Thank you
so
much.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All the best of the holidays.
Thank you.
Happy Hanukkah, too.
There you go. Thank you, Dana. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break right now, but this is the perfect time to call. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. And also, if you'll go to our Facebook page and like our Facebook page, that will be wonderful. Lizzie, you've seen our Facebook page?
Yes, and I am so impressed with it.
That's wonderful. Well, you're going to be taking your calls, gardening questions, and text messages. Thank you so much, Joe. Joe said the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That's what NOAA stands for. Thank you. You helped me out. I still haven't had my second cup of tea. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
If asked, many Christians would tell you that prayer is a big part of their lives. However, if someone looked at your life and how you spend your time, would that statement really be true? If we're honest with ourselves, the topic of prayer can be very convicting. So be honest. Is prayer a priority, a real priority? When you get up in the morning, is spending time alone with God as important as checking your smartphone? In today's hectic world, it's so easy to rush into our day without giving much thought to God or to prayer. But starting the day with prayer centers our hearts on what really matters. Perhaps it's time you started putting God into your morning routine. I guarantee that He has something more important to say in His Word than your smartphone or social media or email. Take a moment to start your day right by starting it with God. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, that's 800-432-3916.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, and a horticulturist. I love helping people with their questions. So if you'd like to give me a call, you can call 1-888-455-2967. And Lizzie will take your call and I will get right to your question. Let's go to Carmelo. Good morning, Carmelo. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm fine. Thank you. Just had a question that probably a lot of people probably have. Hibiscus, is it a good time to trim them at this time, or should we wait through the spring, February or so?
Well, I will tell you that the wintertime, even though we are not going to have a lot of extreme cold temperatures, we are going to have some. So it just depends on how tall it is. If it's 8 to 10 feet tall, which hibiscus can get, then you can go ahead and cut it by, you know, 2 or 3 feet. But if it's only like 3 to 5 feet tall, I would wait till spring. That way, any new growth that comes out is not going to get damaged.
I understand. Yeah, it's about a 10-footer. Yeah, so
Well, it sounds like it's very healthy, and you're doing a great job with it. So if you want to cut it a little bit, you can, but it's going to get knocked back by some of the freezes, and so I just might wait until February or March and then cut it then.
That's what my wife says. I just wanted to make sure. How about that?
Always trust the wife. That's important. My husband knows that very well. All right. Thank you so much for listening, Carmelo. All right, and calling. That's wonderful. And it's important. And so you can text me at 23680. Just let me know you're out there. And if you're in South Florida, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think the temperature should be in South Florida for the wintertime.
I love Carmelo. Happy wife, happy life.
That's it. You know, it's so funny. I will tell you what happened last night. Okay, so we went to the post office because we mailed off our Christmas gifts for our family.
Okay.
So he's got a large family. We siblings and in-laws, we picked names. And the nieces and nephews, a.k.a. cousins, they all picked their names. So we only have to buy one. It's a fun tradition. But we were at the post office at the airport, and my husband was writing the addresses. And he says, okay, what is my sister's address? And so I gave it to him. He goes, is that the way you spell it? I go, yes, it is. It's how you spell it. And so he goes, I don't think that's the way you spell it. And I go, yes, that's the way you spell it. And he wrote it all down. And I looked at my phone, and I looked it up on the internet, and it's not the way you spell it.
Okay. I feel you, because my sister-in-law and my brother, who have lived at the same address for at least 30 years, I had been spelling it and adding no A, and there's an A in there. And the postmaster just busted me on it this summer, and he goes, that's not the street address name. And I go, excuse me, yes, it is.
And so, but Tony goes, I wrote it because you told me to do it.
He said, happy wife.
Happy life. That's so true. All right, 23680 for text messages. Or you can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967. So Ed emailed me this week, and he asked about the name of the natural insect repellent that Randy Schultz of Schultz Communications and Home Garden and Homestead, that great website for gardeners that we discussed last week, and where it may be purchased. So this is called Parakeeto, Parakeeto, and it keeps pesky mosquitoes and ticks away, even though it contains no harmful chemicals. And you can find all the gifts that Randy and I talked about on Home Garden and Homestead, and you still have time to get it before Christmas. So the Parakeeto is a new all-natural insect repellent that, like I said, keeps mosquitoes and ticks away. But the active ingredients are natural essential oils that smell good to people, but not to insects. So the spray is water and sweat resistant, and it provides effective protection for up to 8 hours. And so that's really good. I was at a home yesterday doing a consultation, and it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the mosquitoes were just eating us up.
Really?
Yeah.
Still?
Still. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but it was in deep shade, and it was amazing. So I was surprised. So I'm going to be ordering that Parakeeto for consultations. I'll just keep it in my bag and just spray it when I can. But it feels good, and it smells good.
You know what you're going to find in every vehicle that I own or that my family owns? You will find two different types of sunblock, and you will find a whole can of bug spray. Whenever I went to an event the other day, and I'm like, they're like, oh no, it was my friend who was in an accident. So I went to go help her. She was on the side of the road. She's like, watch out, all these mosquitoes. I said, hold on, girl. I was like, I got this for you. She's like, who carries around bug spray? I'm like, we live in Florida.
Exactly. That's the thing. And so, you know, it's just people are afraid to spray certain chemicals, but this is all natural. That's Parakeeto, Parakeeto. And you can find more about it on Home Garden and Homestead.com. Home Garden Homestead.com. All right. So that will be good. So now, what can you be planting right now? Even with the warm weather, you can still be planting winter vegetables and get them started off. If you haven't done seeds yet, go ahead and start those. You know, usually if we're in colder temperatures, you know, I would say it's a little late, but no, this is just the right time with our Florida weather. It'll be fine. Beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots. Like Dana was saying, you can plant carrots right now. Cauliflower, collards, horseradish, lettuce, mustard, onions, peas. Radicchio, radishes, spinach, Swiss chard, and turnips. And then all of the herbs can be growing right now. So, you know, go ahead and look for those. You can go ahead and plant your ornamental kale and cabbage, which is not edible. And then also, you know, the spring annuals that we can be planting right now that usually grow up north in the springtime, we grow here in Florida. And so let's go to Patricia in Sebree. Good morning, Patricia.
Oh, good morning, Teresa. So thanks for getting to me so quick.
Yes.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I have a question about an amaryllis. I received it in a potted plant. It was so beautiful, and the color is unique. It's kind of an apricot. I've never seen one like that before.
Ooh, I love that color.
And I know. And I have a friend that's 91, bless her heart, and she grew them all the time. She had red ones in her yard, and but she's in hospice now, so I can't really get my gardening information from her like I used to. So I want to know, how do I take care of this? Because, you know, we're going back and the leaves are starting to wilt. And do I cut the leaves off and leave it in the pot? Do I transfer it to a new pot? And if I eventually want to transfer it to the yard, like a garden spot, what do I do?
That's a great question. And Patricia, our second hour, we're going to be talking to Alisa Eldred Steinkopf. She's the houseplant guru, and we're going to be discussing amaryllis. Are you going to be able to listen during the second hour?
Absolutely.
Oh, perfect. Wonderful. Okay, so we're going to talk all about that and how to plant them and take care of them and fertilize them. And so that's a great question. And if I can just hold on for about 20 minutes, we'll be talking with Lisa.
Well, perfect. My timing's perfect.
It is. Well, thank you so
Teresa.
Much. Oh, thank you for listening.
Have a wonderful
day. Merry Christmas. And so if you'd like to give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. That's a perfect question. I'm so glad Patricia asked it, because we do have a lot of plants that we get at Christmas time that bloom in the winter. And how do we take care of them afterwards? Well, Lisa, the houseplant guru, is going to be telling us. Okay, so I started to mention flowers that we can be growing this time of the year, and that is alyssum and baby's breath, bacopa, begonias, bush daisies, calendula, and two types of poppies, the California poppy and the Iceland poppy. And so then you can also have the carnations, chrysanthemums, delphiniums. How many of us grew delphiniums up north and didn't know that they grow down here? Well, they do right here during the wintertime. Foxglove, geraniums, hollyhocks, and then also petunias, salvias, snapdragon, status, sweet pea, and violas. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $5 $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. You know, what I would love for Christmas, if everyone listening who is on Facebook would go to Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, you'll see my photo to know that it's the right Better Lawns and Gardens. There's a couple out there. And like it. Liking our Facebook page lets us know that you support the show and our sponsors like Quality Green Specialist and Black Cow. If you'd like to catch up during the holidays on my Better Lawns and Gardens shows that you've missed this year, you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, or you can see all of the topics, everything that we've discussed, I have on Audio Boom. So you can go to audioboom.com and just search for Better Lawns and Gardens, and it will pop up. And then if you have a iHeartRadio or an iTunes app, Spotify or Amazon, you know, you can listen to Amazon. Better Lawns and Gardens on Amazon.
Had no clue till now.
Exactly. I did not know that. So you can go on to all of those and you can download the show and listen to it. And you can also subscribe. So do you have a gardening question that's on your mind? We are going to have Lisa Eldridge Steinkopf coming on and she's going to be discussing amaryllis and poinsettias and how to grow them and even transplant them to the yard. So you're not going to want to miss her. If you're in North or South Florida, you can let me know what's growing in your garden or what you're doing in your garden this time of the year by calling 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 like Joe did this morning and wished me good morning. So that was great. I certainly do appreciate it. So warm season planting time is over, even though it's still warm. What can you be doing? Well, this is a time of the year to replenish the mulch. If you haven't done that for a year, then kind of look and see how much you have left on. If you could see any part of the ground through your mulch, then you need to reapply it. Just bring it back up to 3 to 4 inches. Don't keep it around the trunk or base of the trees or plants, and that will keep your soil moister. it'll keep the water from evaporating. And then also, too, it'll keep your plants warmer when we do have a freeze. And so we've been talking about warm winters, but this is the time of the year that if you do experience chills in your area, even in a little microclimate, if you want to keep your Phoenix Robolinis warm and from freezing, this is a time of the year to buy frost blankets to keep. And the good thing about them is that you can lay them right over the plants. You do not have to take it off. The sunlight will get through. The water will get through. Any rainfall or any irrigation will get through it. You do not have to take it off every morning and put it back on at night. If you're using sheets and plastic, though, which I don't recommend, okay, but sometimes you do, just make sure that you have it propped up on stakes or sticks, even kind of canes or, you know, some kind of pole. That way the warm air stays around the plant. If the frost blanket or the sheets in the the sheets and the blankets are hitting the leaves, then that's not good. It's going to freeze, too, if your property
that
freezes.
That is such good information. The gentleman that we had last time had no clue. I had no clue myself. I was like, okay, so I'm Floridian, you know, and, yeah, I've been doing this wrong my whole life.
And, you know, it's just so common to see, like, right before a freeze or after a freeze, you see all these yards with the blankets and the plastic on them.
Having slumber parties.
Yeah. Exactly. The plants are having slumber parties and the tents on them, but they need to take them off every day and they don't do that.
Right.
So the plants are going to get damaged. So we don't want to do that. All right. So if you'd like to give me a call, 1-888-455-2967. Mowing lawns right now. Some of you still, because it's so warm, you can go ahead and, you know, you're going to be mowing. You know, just make sure that you're keeping your lawnmower blades 3 to 4 inches high. You want to make sure it's on the highest level of your lawnmower, and you only take off a third at a time. That's important. You don't want to scalp your lawns any time of the year. The height of the blade is the depth of the root system. Okay, so the higher your blade can be without it looking overgrown is better for the plant, because that's going to mean that you have deeper roots. Deeper roots are going to need less water, okay, and they're going to be healthier. So, you know, when your grass roots are right at the surface, you can get grubs and all kinds of different critters, insects in your turf that can do damage. And so the deeper your root system is, the better it is. Also, too, if you are used to getting a disease in your landscape, like brown patch or large patch, in your St. Augustine or Zoysia, go ahead and do a pre-application of a fungicide, and that will keep the disease down. It's not going to let it start. Once you get the fungicide, okay, and you get once you get the fungus, once you get it, then there's no cure for it. There's no curative chemical you can put down to stop it. You just got to let it wear through and dry out. Okay, so we're seeing dry conditions right now. So, you know, the chances of you getting a fungus are kind of very slim. But if you're overwatering, which right now we're only supposed to be watering once a week, then you're going to see that your landscape gets fungus. Now, also, to the time of the day that you you use your irrigation, you turn it on, that's going to make a big difference, too. You don't want your lawn, the grass blades, to stay wet longer than 5 hours. So you want it to dry off very quickly. So doing it at night at 10, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, that's the wrong time. You want to turn it on between 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning. That way by 9 a.m., your grass is dry.
You keep bringing up fungus, I feel attacked.
And so that's pretty cool. Okay, now also too, this is the time of the year, if you want to put down wildflower seeds, go ahead and do that now. And that's going to be really easy to do. Just go ahead and sprinkle it out in a full sun area. Go ahead and you can cover it lightly. It's going to start to germinate in the wintertime, early spring, and then you'll have beautiful flowers all summer long. You don't want to plant wildflower seeds when it's wet. So summertime is not the good time of the year to do it. Now in our dry season, which is winter, it's normal. We're going to have a little bit more drier weather than normal, but that's La Nina, right? Also, too, this is the time of the year to go ahead, add a bird feeder for the birds and a bird bath. Add a water element to your landscape. I love doing this. I love adding the sound of water to the landscape. And I was just at a client's house in Claremont, and we put in a little creek, a little rock creek, and I was sitting on their patio, their screen patio, listening to the water, and it was just amazing.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
I love that sound.
I told them, I said, I could sit here all afternoon. And they are just the kind of clients that make you look good. Their landscape looks so beautiful. I'll repost pictures. And she has a great way of cutting flowers from her yard every day. And she puts them in 9 different glass bottles in a little box, a little crate, a wooden crate.
Mm-hmm.
9 of the same glass vases. And then she puts little flowers, 1 to 2 in each one. And it looks incredible.
I wish I had that talent.
I know. And so I'll post a picture of that too as well. I'm going to be busy on that today. And so you know what we're going to go see today, Tony and I?
Ooh.
The Impressive Van Gogh. We're going to go see that, the exhibit today. So I'm really excited about it.
Jealous.
That. Oh, I'm
just
telling
you. Just a little bit. I'm jealous.
But I'm doing this on no sleep and working 7 hours a day.
Good job. Good job, girl.
There you go. Glenn in Orlando, he's asked about keeping poinsettias alive during the summertime in the text messages. We definitely are going to talk about that in the next hour. You're going to want to stay tuned. We have the houseplant guru, Lisa Eldridge Steinkopf, coming. And she is going to let us know how to take care of the blooming flowers we have decorating our homes right now. And I bet you're going to be surprised at her list of flowers that you can have in your home all winter long, blooming indoors, and then transplant outside. Some of them are going to be really great. And you know what? Some of the plants that you throw away in the wintertime, you don't need to. They just go dormant, and then you keep them alive, and she's going to tell us all about that. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. We're also going to take your phone calls and text messages. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Coverage and preventative care go hand in hand. Whether it's vaccines or checkups, it's important to take charge of your health. Go to healthcare.gov, enroll by December 15th for January 1st coverage. All plans include maternity care and mental health care, plus financial assistance may be available. Need some help? Call 877-813-9115 and speak to a navigator, or visit coveringflorida.org to make an appointment today. It's free and confidential. That's 877-813-9115. Open enrollment is going on now through January 15th.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.